Tomorrow, I'll invent those blueprints. Tomorrow, I'll stop.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, Corey. And my man, Mr. Kirk.
What's up?
And welcome back to Tomorrow Out, people. What will you do tomorrow? What will you do today to achieve your creative dreams? I'm Corey. That's Kirk. And we are back, part two of the Pogue, because supernatural interference last time.
Like, I was thinking about that after the fact. I'm like, that is really weird.
Like, that's super weird.
I also have, like, really bad luck with podcasts, but it seemed like that was like, weird.
I think you should start with that next time. Yeah, I have really bad luck with podcasts, by the way.
Yeah.
So I'm not like, oh. No, for real, though. I was telling Magnus about it. Mm-hmm. And so the lights go out on my end, right? And I'm, like, trying to get back in, and I can't connect with you guys. So I was doing what I was originally going to do before the interview, and I'm like, well, I'm going to order a pizza. So, so I start to – there's this delicious-ass place called Little Nona's. They do a vegan pizzeria. Oh, it's so good. So good.
It's good.
Stupid. But so I'm like ordering it and all that stuff. I'm like, all right, cool, it'll be here, or I'll go pick it up or whatever, right? And so, you know, lights are all off and whatever. And my brother's like, yeah, I'll be back on like 9:55 or whatever like that. And I'm like, well, that's like 40 minutes from now. I'll just kind of chill here. And I light this candle and stuff. You know, I do my little candle thing.
Hide and so I light blanket.
My candle. Huh?
Hide under a blanket.
You know, but so I'm like sitting there just chilling, like, and I look over and I'm just like, well, my shadow's moving, but what's that shadow over there? And it's like the outline of like a head and then like shoulders. And I'm like,
dude,
no. I'm like, fucking Pogue, you brought this shit to me. Like, come on, man.
And this is, I swear I'm not trying to scare you, but literally for the past couple of weeks, I told you how I had like sleep paralysis, which is different. You know, that's like your brain. Real life, me and Krista and my dad all have been seeing like what we think is one of each other.
And we'll
be like, hey, what's up? And then nothing. It's very, lots of shadows, lots of weirdness.
Like,
it's weird.
So you gotta get rid of that that Ouija board back there, right? Come on, man.
It's like, that's messing the whole thing up. You know what I mean?
I know. You gotta get rid of that shit. No, but so this is what happened. So I'm like, oh shit. I'm like, there's a fucking ghost. And I look and I'm just like, oh, it's my kombucha bottle. But then I go, wait. But I'm like, wait, if I remove that bottle and the shadow's still there, I'm like, you know what? I'll just go keep it right where it's at. I'm like, I don't want to find out.
Yeah.
I was that
like, at least you, yeah. Or like the like pile of clothes thing, or like jackets hanging up.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I got a pile of clothes right over here.
Yeah.
Not a slap. I just like, I did a lot of laundry and I was able to. Oh my god, what the fuck is that behind you? Holy shit! What the fuck? A thing! There's a cardboard cutout or some shit like that. Yeah! Dude, there's a cardboard cutout right behind your fucking head, man.
Is that what that is?
Come on, man. Yeah, dude! You know what it is! I know you guys putting this shit together, man. How you gonna do that to me? I don't like that!
Welcome to episode 1 of I Don't Like That with Corey.
Oh,
fuck. little teaser.
Dude! You guys suck,
that's Jared Padalecki from Supernatural.
I was like, oh shit, and I was just like, wait, is that Jared Padalecki?
Oh, that was so worth it.
Star of Supernatural? Uninvited in your home?
Like... We were talking about that. I go, I moved down all my cardboard cutouts. Should I put one in the doorway?
You know what? Bravo. Very well done, you assholes. That's what happens when I decide to take a rinse before... Before I start the show, right? God damn it. That was, I was like, oh man, oh my God.
This, also, I'm never gonna watch this in case back. You didn't know, like, none of that stuff I told you about has been happening around the house.
Dude, you.
Things have been good.
All right. All right, no, so this, that's it. The show's over. I'm out of here. Oh my God. This is the fucking Pogue and Mr. Kirk show now. Hey, that's what it
is. It's Pogue. I can't do the book.
It's an off-brand Tomorrow Isle.
It's like a takeover day.
That's the next day, I will. Get out of here.
Oh, man.
You motherfuckers, though. Okay, you know what? That's good. Oh, all right. Another round of applause. Well done. Well done.
Pogue's king of the podcast. He's back. He's
there. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Friend of the show. King of the podcast.
When am I going to be king again?
Someday, Corey.
Someday. I'll start wearing a crown and I'll be automatically king. But...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. I'll admit that. Good job, guys. Good job.
Shit.
Okay, why would you lie to me like that, Pogue? Tell me you see. Come on, man.
Listen, it got out of hand. Kirk could have said no. It's like, you know what? Corey's my friend. Let's not scare him today.
Like, hell, you see him laughing?
Kirk woke up today and chose violence.
Yes, he did. Okay. He don't give a fuck. Look at him.
he loves it.
He enjoys himself. I haven't seen him laugh like this in a long time.
Oh, my God.
Pull one on old Corey.
Somebody's funning with old Mumpsy.
Old Mumpsy. Damn you, kids.
Oh my God, my head hurts.
Yeah, it should, because that's what you get.
Oh my God.
That was good. But hell yeah. You go.
I was going to say, what sucks is, like, now that I've cried wolf, if something were to actually happen the next time I'm on the podcast, you guys are going to be like, okay, but I'm actually getting dragged away by some fucking demon. You're like, ha-ha, Pogue. Not going to fall for it this time.
Yeah. Oh, it's so clever. See you next time.
I broke, like, one of the rules of horror movies just now.
You did, dude. Was it worth it?
That would be our highest, like, we would get catapulted to number one on all the charts, like actual demon recorded on Zoom.
Then we'd switch.
I was gonna say around. The video to be on live link, because it's like, oh yeah, mm-hmm. Podcast guest gets dragged away, murdered, but live link just closed down.
It did.
Yeah, shit. 15 years live shut link? Down. Where am I gonna watch my beheading videos?
Oh my God.
I don't know.
You're like, oh, it's 8 o'clock.
I'm totally kidding. I don't watch those. I'm about to say,
less super metal, but like, I don't know if I support that shit.
Oh, yeah, let's see. Beheading? Yeah. Just my Google search.
Damn,
dude. It's like B, you get the B, and it's beheading, and then Bud Dwyer, and then, God.
Yeah.
Dwyer, brutal.
Dude, I made the mistake of watching that once. It's just like, yeah, why did I do that to myself? That was stupid.
Dark web, you gotta watch out.
Yeah, kids, don't go googling that.
Not smart
enough for the dark web. I feel like.
Me either.
I don't play around with that stuff. You know that. I don't play around with Ouija boards, dark web.
Do you think spiders. The dark web is like a supernatural thing?
Yeah, the dark web.
That's just more scary than like ghosts. Sometimes,
it's the Harry Potter internet.
Oh my God! Yeah. I'm not going on the dark arts web.
That's right.
You never know, man.
I'm Team Hufflepuff.
That's right. That's where you meet trolls.
And dark wizards, dark spirits, or whatever like that, some shit.
Oh, my God. Oh, man.
What?
I forgot about this.
I can't remember
if it was in Denver. I think it was here in Denver. It was when I first moved here in 2013 or whenever the hell I first moved here, and I was messing around on the old, it was Tinder, because that was like the only dating apps at that point.
Mr.
And I come across this account where all of the pictures are like, they're black and white. It's hard to make out like the person in the photo. And I'm reading the profile and it says, sanguinarian looking for willing dolls. I'm sitting there like, hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. This lady thinks she's a vampire. So I was like, oh, dude, I'm 100% swiping yes on this, because if this lady responds, like, I get to go on a date with a vampire. This is going to be interesting as hell. Sadly, I apparently was not her type. Didn't put my blood type in the message, or I don't know.
Yeah, but, listen, man, next time around, I'll give you some hints on what to look like in your profile pictures, and you'll pick up all the vampires.
Perfect.
Give him a big old collar.
I can let you borrow some of my stuff on the shelf.
Perfect. Perfect. That's how I'm going to become a vampire hunter.
Just through dating apps.
Could you imagine trying to explain that to your girlfriend? You're like, no. Look, it's for vampire hunting. It's for vampire.
Yeah, that'd be a perfect excuse, man. I'm just saying. But
that's not a bad synopsis.
No, we're gonna keep it in. We keep everything in.
I don't think that's a bad idea for a script.
Hey, that's what I'm saying.
Like a modern version, you can make it more like a horror comedy.
Mm-hmm. And that's
just Bumble.
Just Bumble. Dating profile vampire hunter.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do you think you find one on like what kind of vampires do you find on Farmers Only? Small time rural.
Yeah, the rural kind, the ones that actually look like Count Orlok, like Nosferatu.
Yeah.
Chupacabras. Possibly.
Ooh, Chups. Chups.com.
That's not a, dude, now we're just
Jared Padalecki. Right,
let's have that conversation. We'll talk about cryptids. Who cares? Bigfoot. You ever heard of him?
Yo. I get down on some cryptids, so.
Me too. You gotta watch that. What you call it? You gotta watch that murder doc about.
I like cryptids in terms of conspiracy theories a lot more than like the weird political stuff.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But speaking of your,
anyways,
your love of cryptids and horror and all things, you know,
yeah, say it like that,
creepy, spooky, and
say it like that,
interesting, like what?
Horror. Yeah, close. You
sound like Terry Gross has bronchitis. I can with my dulcet NPR tones over here. So you also have a clothing line that you started.
Yes.
Yeah. And I know we started to talk about that before Corey got visited by the Ooky Spookies last time. So
Is that what I call them? Or is that what you call them? The Ooky Spookies. I might call them like that in my child mind.
Could you imagine, like, what kind of, it would be you, me, Pogue, and then some kind of animal. Actually,
Oh my God, yes.
In the Mystery Machine.
Yeah, what would our animal be? It can't like be just like the usual thing. It has to be something weird, like a sloth or whatever.
A pig? Yes.
A pig.
It's a pig's paranormal porker.
You are ready for that one. Stop it. You were. Look at you.
Yes. Wait, backwards or forwards?
Oh, backwards. Sure. Come on.
Yeah. He's got like attitude.
Yeah, the paranormal porker.
that's actually my stage name.
He doesn't sniff out truffles. He sniffs out fucking ghosts and apparitions and shit.
That'd be sweet. Oh, demon possession.
Like, yeah.
Dude, there's another story for you. Write the script.
All right, I got to write these down. We got, what is it, the Ookie Spooky Squad?
The Ookie Spooky
Squad. And then
Vampire Hunter that hunts vampires on dating apps.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Oh my God. We could add that to the list.
Yep, that's on the list. It's got to go on the wall of ideas.
Wow, that's hilarious.
For sure. But no, I mean, you started, when did you start the clothing line?
The first one I did was Dapp Not Dead. Mm-hmm. That was just based off the hair cutting stuff. That one I did, I started shortly after I started like the name and stuff. So like 2013, 14, maybe.
Oh, wow.
And then that one kind of fizzled out. I lose interest in stuff too quickly is the problem.
I get you.
That one fizzled out, but then I wanted to do another one with me and Krista, and but I wanted to just do like shirts that we thought were cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because like Dad's Not Dead was predominantly like barber influence, so like, you know, I kind of ran out of ideas.
Right.
But with cutthroat culture, it's like more. It's the spooky ookies, you know.
Spooky ookies. Dude, do all the merch.
Yeah, spooky ookie squad.
Yeah. So.
Raise the squad.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Just make sure.
I think that works. so yeah, we wanted to just do stuff that we thought was cool, and try to, you know, not make it too crazy serious. Like, put out shirts every once in a while. Which is kind of what we're doing, you know. COVID kind of slowed things down because, especially in the beginning, no any money,
right?
But
yeah,
but yeah, we're doing another brand.
Oh yeah,
ooh.
Soon, but it's not going to be clothing. Okay. It's going to be like we're doing grooming stuff again.
Yes,
nice. We're doing candles that are really nice.
No, I love candles.
We're doing like one of a kind like art stuff.
Sweet.
So like, you know, nice, like nice. You know, like home decor, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm excited for that, but wait until we get back.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds pretty sweet.
Like yeah, that. So it'll be like a unisex line, so it'll be like men's and women's grooming stuff and like soaps and all kinds of stuff. I have all kinds of stuff that I've always wanted to make that I just never did, like shampoos and conditioners.
Oh, nice.
And just all kinds of stuff.
Oh yeah.
Beard stuff. Face stuff, like face cleansers and stuff.
Hell yeah, I could use that. I'm shiny as hell.
Yeah.
So use that too.
and then whatever cool stuff we want to make, you know, just another idea.
That's awesome.
But it's like it's a different lane than cutthroat culture.
Right.
Right.
It's like it does have the name and stuff kind of has like a like spooky vibe, but the labeling and stuff could still be sold in like, you know, a normal store.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So my first stupid thought as you were describing this in the lifestyle brand was, so this is gonna be Fangnolia.
yeah. Nice.
How awesome. I would 100% watch a reality show with the two of you where you're just like running an empire that's home goods, but it's all stuff that's kind of got that, like, I don't know, the like the punk and the horror movie vibe. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, other than the low, like the label and like the name, I haven't really like, you know, decided on anything in terms of naming and stuff like that. But that's been an idea I've had where, you know, naming certain scents instead of just being the scent, like obviously the description will have the actual scent, but the name, instead of being like, oh, vanilla sandalwood, this is just an example, not one I'm using, but call it something cool. I was thinking either like some sort of horror movie reference or some sort of music reference, because I really like that, because I did that before, and that's kind of cool. And then people be like, oh, I know that song, you know, like, you know.
Yeah.
Just because it's something different, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Or like something, you know. Oh, sorry.
No, I interrupted. Yeah, you go first.
Just something, another one I had, because of the name of the brand, like something, you know, funeral related. But that's a little harder because that runs out of ideas. How many stuff are rattling, you know? Oh, here's some embalming fluid.
Right.
Yeah.
Like aftershave.
So, yeah. Balls.
Yeah. Balls.
Ah, damn.
Oh my god,
rude.
That's, yeah, I'm sorry, that's terrible.
Kirk, you're on it today, but you're also just he's, oh my god,
yeah, he's fucking, yeah, something else today.
He is. I don't know what came over him just in the last hour or so.
He's a haircut,
yeah,
yeah, he's I don't know.
I thought about letting it grow. I was hoping that the wave or the curl would figure itself out, and it's just a fucking mess. So,
all right,
the poof.
No, yeah, like, it's not a good poof. It's unmanageable.
You know, the top isn't terrible. It's the sides that you don't like when they get long, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know. I can't. It doesn't.
It's super poofing right now.
It's poofing.
Well, I can't do that with my hair. So
got a lot of bounce back.
I do have a lot of bounce back.
It's beautiful in a way.
Keep hoping I can like get to the point where I'm, you know, got the Gene Wilder and like Young Frankenstein or something, but it's never gonna get there.
Yeah. Not with that attitude. Come on, man. Your attitude makes your hair grow the way you want it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's complete bullshit. I even know it. God damn.
You can have any hair you want as long as you wear it with confidence.
Yes.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that was Science Corner with Corey.
Yeah. Just a bunch of offshoots. Just different offshoots on the podcast.
Oh, pretty much.
these fucking segments. Oh man.
Nah, but I think like you were saying with like the poke, you were saying with the scents and stuff like that. Yeah, I think you should definitely go with like movie references or like songs and stuff like mm-hmm. that. Cause yeah, you do see a lot of those repeats of like, you know, sandalwood or like fresh yeah. ocean breeze.
Like, exactly. You know what I mean? And like I want to do something that kind of sets it aside, but also with as like a consumer, there's been things I've bought because of the name, not even giving a shit.
Whatever. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Oh cool. That's named after like this song that I like or whatever. I'm like, oh sick. Buy it just for even collection. Like it just sits, but I still bought it.
Oh, for real.
So, let me know if you need anybody to write product descriptions. One of my favorite, I'm trying to remember. I think it's
this is for now. Washing balls.
Yeah, that's no. There's a coffee company out of, I think it's out of San Francisco called Four Barrel Coffee. And whoever okay. was doing their product descriptions for a while was just writing these crazy, like J. Peterman catalog
awesome.
Style entries. Yeah. And so it was like, you know, this is coffee from Costa Rica or whatever. And, you know, it was a humid night in fucking Bangkok, and I was smoking opium, like just this long yeah. thing. And then it was yeah. like tasting notes are X, Y, and Z.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that.
Oh, dude, those were the. I used to when shit was slow at the coffee shop. I would just sit there and like read the crazy descriptions. It was great.
Yeah, yeah. I would love. You could do that if I told you the general gist of the idea too. Like, hey, this is obviously make it like horror-esque. Mm-hmm. Or something goofy like that, you yeah, could make yeah. it in a way. It could still have humor to it a little bit. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah,
sweet. Doesn't have to be super serious.
It's perfect. Yeah, like I said, you want those? Let me know. I'll do them. Yeah.
You got it, Corey. What do you got to offer?
Oh yeah, yeah. real quick, because we have a place around here called Juice Land and all that, and they I remember the first time I went to Juice Land. They had this like these pre-made bottled juices and such, and they have like all these kind of names on them. And one of them was Ninja Bachelor Party, and I was just like, "Holy shit! This is like it's like a crazy thing." I'm like, "What's in it?" You know what I mean? Like that makes you pick it up because you're just like, yeah. "What the fuck is in this thing?" And I'm like, "Oh, okay, like normal ingredients, but right. you know, you just call it that." So like, I think I had like snapped that when I was using Snapchat at the time to some of my friends that like lived all over. Because we're still kind of keeping up in that way, and it's just like, oh, it's a big move, like new place, and everyone thought I was getting married because it had bachelor party, and I'm like, no, I'm not getting married. I'm like, just look at this fucking name. It's kind of interesting, but yeah, it gets that kind of response from people. So
you met a ninja in Austin, and you're marrying into the clan.
Yeah,
and
this yeah is exactly.
You... okay.
Yeah, I'm like, guys, this is just a name on a bottle. Like, it's not, I'm not getting married. I don't know how they. I mean, I see how they could make the connection, but it's just like, no, it's just a novelty item. No wedding bells right now. Yeah. What do I have to offer? You know, I'm like I said, I'm just a dude. I mean, I don't know if you need
some, ultimate hype man.
You need an icon or whatever, like, or someone to advertise the stuff. Like, you know what I mean? I'm crazy, whatever. I feel like, buy this.
And I can make mini commercials for the internet of you just getting scared and the product.
Yeah, pretty much.
And shot.
So we can do topless photos of Corey with the products.
Oh, my Lord.
To try
that's a little too risque. That's too risque.
Specific is audience. It? Is it?
Listen. Have anybody's taking their shirt off. Yeah. If anybody's taking their shirt off, it's me.
Woo!
I'll have a peel off right now. You guys want to show whose muscles are bigger?
Let's do it.
As you're wearing a tank top and literally just ripped.
Well, it's hot as hell, and I usually wear my like my zip up thing, but I'm just like, whatever. We'll go.
Yeah, you're in Texas now. You want to bring the gun show to me? I understand.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm not gonna do that. Come on, save that for the OnlyFans.
Jesus Christ! I need to get on that train.
Yeah, but I don't know. You have like some little icons that you want or something like that. There's that. But I mean, it seems like you already do everything. Like, you know what I mean? You're like music, haircuts. Fucking clothing, it sense. I'm like, Jesus Christ! Like, you can just open up your whole, you know, like a little shopping center, and it'll just be everything. Will just you're like literally behind every door. They're like, man, that was so great. Yeah. You know, went to the record store. Oh snap, you're gonna get your haircut. Oh, it's the same guy. Oh snap, we're gonna go to the clothing store. Oh shit, it's the same fucking guy. Like, just boom to boom.
Yeah,
like, that's awesome though.
Hopefully something sticks one of these days.
Mm. I mean,
think of it this way. You're building an entire brand.
Yeah.
Because you've got your hands in so many different things. You're diversifying, you know, your investments. It's all very smart. This is all.
Yeah.
You know.
So they say. Tell you what's not smart. The fact that I sold some of my cryptocurrencies and made a $500 profit in February. And if I would have held on to it as of today, I would have had $15,000.
Jesus. Oh. What was it? Ethereum or
Doge?
Doge.
The Doge.
It's fine. I can't dwell on the past.
It's true.
No.
It's true.
Even though I will.
You will. Yeah, we all do.
Yeah, man, I've been there. That was like, I was thinking about this not too long ago. It was probably fucking listening to Joe Rogan years ago, and he had some dude on talking about cryptocurrency, and he was like, sign up for this website and we'll give you a Bitcoin. And I was like, that's too much work. I'm not doing that shit. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
Now I look at my Cash App and it's like, I've got a thousandth of a Bitcoin. What the fuck is wrong with
me? That's what happened. Like, yeah, fucking
keeps you hungry.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, it does. Oh my God, that fucking cardboard cut off every time. Yeah, it's creeping. It's creeping in the background.
But if like it was lighter and you could actually see the expression he's making, you would not be scared at all.
No, I wouldn't. But I was just like,
he's smoldering back there.
Yeah, he's like, smoldering. It's the actual size too. He's 6'4".
Wow.
So that's huge cutout. Yeah.
That's scary. I don't like that.
I have four of them in my other room.
Wait, are four the same?
No, I have the three supernatural ones, and I have Buffy.
Nice.
Ooh, Buffy. Like Buffy, like actual Buffy, like Sarah Michelle Gellar Buffy, because that's my favorite Buffy, man.
Not that movie trash.
No. I want the real fucking Buff, man. I ain't getting this fake ass Buffy shit, man. Yeah. Sarah Michelle Gellar, all the way.
100%. Oh, I love her.
She was my childhood crush. First woman I fell in love with. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I always wished I was like, I liked Angel at first, and then I really liked Spike.
Yeah, Spike's pretty cool.
Well,
the accent, he's got the hair.
I mean, there's like a brief lapse in judgment on Spike's end.
A little bit.
There's that whole controversy.
You know, I mean, I'd go for him too.
I like that Kirk's very upset that he has no idea what we're talking about.
No. He's got, well, we got, yeah.
I know one of those dudes has bleach blonde hair, but I don't know that's which Spike. One. Oh, okay, Spike. That's Spike. Yeah. Sorry.
AKA William the Bloody. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's dope. He's probably the coolest character in there. Besides Buffy, obviously.
You know. Like punk rock, so like there's that whole aspect of
jacket.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, Kirk, we gotta get you.
Kirk, we'll watch Buffy.
I told you guys, you gotta pick your favorite episodes and I'll watch them and then try
all
to figure
of them
out,
are my favorite episodes.
Try to figure that shit out.
It's hard, it'd be hard to watch just our favorites out of context. Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. You gotta start from the beginning, man. You know, we'll do it.
There's only seven seasons.
Only seven.
And the first season's only 12 episodes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Only seven seasons, 12 each.
Where is this? Where does this live?
I think it's on Hulu at this point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe Amazon Prime.
Might have to do some investigation.
Oh yeah, we're gonna do it up. We'll make you a Buffy fan, yeah, my friend.
Oh my god.
See this tattoo?
Yes.
That's the Buffy logo.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, snap. He's dedicated. I need to get a Buffy tattoo now.
I love Buffy
Slayer
is probably my favorite show ever.
It's pretty fucking good.
Like people don't get it. Even though Joss Whedon has come out to be a huge piece of shit, all right.
He made Buffy.
It's okay.
At least.
I'm not supporting Joss Whedon. I'm supporting Buffy, the character who is fake.
Yeah. Fictional, even.
Not a real character. Not a real person.
But in my mind. But when I watch her on
screen, she's as real as I want her to be. That came out real bad.
You've been messing up. Kirk's been just on.
He's the king. He's good.
Is he?
We'll just clip that. We'll clip that part out.
No. We keep everything.
No, I'm saying we'll just isolate that one so it's completely out of context.
I see. Okay.
So we can get jobs on the Fangnolia compound later.
Fangnolia.
Careful how you say that one though, because you can get yourself in trouble.
Fangnolia.
Yeah, just make sure you pronounce it.
I know, you know, I got a speech
impediment.
Enunciate.
Yes.
Also take that.
Just see, I got a speech impediment.
Yeah, you know how I do. Oh my God. Come on. You know, this is a very safe space. We're very open, very honest.
For sure.
Anything that I say or do can be used against me, but it's usually because I'm just stupid. Okay. All right, say something wrong, so it's fine. We're all good. We're all friends.
Hey Kirk.
Yes sir.
I have a question to ask you. If you don't, do you have more questions for me?
Not right this moment. I got a couple, but they're quick.
Yeah.
Why was that? Are you standing up?
Yeah,
he stands every time.
Why?
Because I don't have a good chair.
You are a maniac. What? Yeah. You're standing up this whole time?
He is. Yeah.
What?
Isn't that crazy? He even stands up during like fucking movie commentary.
That's so weird.
He's like, yeah, and I'm like, I'm in bed. Like I'm doing a bed cast.
Like,
bro.
Yeah, it's like you're doing voiceover work right now. What?
That's right. Where's my script?
I love that. That's the question you wanted to ask him. I was like, I thought it was something really serious, but I'm like, you know, this is kind of
because I see you like doing this. You're like,
yeah.
I'm like, he's not doing that in a chair.
No, I don't.
The only chair in the Schemes Come True studio right now is a like fucking recliner, and that one.
I thought this was super conducive.
This is the satellite studio.
Just this is the OG recliner studio.
With a bunch of laundry on it, a bunch of ghosts on it. As
I'm not panning my camera over right now. I didn't make my bed today because I had to go to work. Mm-hmm. But I got all sorts of clothes on there, all sorts of ghosts and stuff like that. But yes, Kirk stands every fucking episode, guys. This is how dedicated he is to doing interviews.
You're working out right now,
I guess.
Yeah. I mean, well, for me, standing is a workout. So thanks for making me feel bad.
Oh, goodness.
I get it, dude. No. You said this was a safe space, yet you just fat shamed me. I'm done.
Yo, I think anybody clips this podcast, we're all fucking
canceled. We're all done. Yeah. We're all just roasted, man. No,
that's it, man.
Damn. Well, guys, this has been great.
It's been the last tomorrow.
Play us off. It's just the band from Titanic. It's just. Oh, God. Yeah.
I'm trying to remember, and this is my bad, but I can't remember if I asked you what the worst piece of advice you've ever gotten was. Because I feel like a lot of people get, like, you know, when you first start out in anything, like, you look for, you know, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get advice. But I feel like people give shitty advice, or, like, they just feel like they have to tell you something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Which is totally fine, you know?
That's a tough question. I've gotten some pretty bad advice that I took. Oh, okay. Yeah. Uh-oh. That sounds right.
Dude, we've all been there though.
I can't think of anything specific in terms of bad advice though. Like, I can think of good advice that I didn't learn till later on.
Okay.
One of which is like, never post, like, you're not, I learned this the hard way, like, if you have good ideas, don't post them until they've come into fruition.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah.
Because people will steal your ideas.
Oh, straight
up. Like, they'll steal it. If you don't have the means to execute your idea and someone else does, they'll take it. And that's happened a lot, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So, I'd say, just keep it to yourself until it's ready to be actually, like, out in the world.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you
know?
For sure.
I mean, like, unless it's someone you really, like, trust, you know, like, I trust you guys. Until you guys start your spooky candle company. Bastards!
Nah, man, you're part of the Ookie Spooky Squad. We're not going to do that to you.
Yeah, we can't do that to you, man.
Yeah. I'll go pig shopping at the stockyards. Oh, they got pigs there too.
Bring us a good one.
I would guess they do.
I got all kinds of animals.
If you don't find a good... just catch a javelina.
Yeah, I was about to say, but you don't find a good pig, you just get a javelina. That's a giant boar. I'm like, Corey, it's for the promo reel. I'm like, I don't want to stand near this thing.
We'll just keep it in the cage. It's fine. Smash it. Like, smash it. Hey, put the hat on. put the hat on. He's dropping it in the cage. Come on.
My fingers.
I got my shin.
That'd be an awful idea. Oh my god!
Just camera on the ground, lenses cracked, javelinas loose. You see us run all over the place. Like a
found footage horror movie, but it's just a.
Like, you first imagine it being like fucking Babe or something like that. It's like a pink, like, cute little pig. It ends up being a fucking razorback or some shit. Yeah.
Hold on, I'm writing this down too. They thought they were making a horror comedy instead. And then it's just called Javelina.
Yeah, yeah.
exclamation mark and that, like, bloody font. It'd be a great D movie.
We got a lot. Oh, we got a lot of movies to make.
We do.
You know,
yeah, I see. Ookie Spooky Squad more as a series.
Yeah, I feel like a limited run maybe to start.
Yeah,
six episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, that's
like
a good number.
I like it.
Or six.
When we get to,
we'll link up after COVID's over.
Yeah, I'm down. Who do we get to voice the pig?
That's tough. A good question. I would say me, but that'd be weird. I could do a voice.
Do okay. It. What are you thinking?
Hey, here's an idea. What if the pig was in my mind?
Oh my god!
And you're just talking to him the whole time, and we're just like, that's just.
You guys don't see this? Because I mean, if you think about it, Scooby-Doo didn't make any sense either.
No.
True.
Dogs don't talk.
No, they don't. Well, Scooby.
That's a fact. Science.
Dude, we were talking to this was this the another freaking Magnus call where somebody pointed out that Scooby was just the first furry and everybody in the group was okay with it.
It was like that, and then possibly Scooby just identifying as human. Yeah, as well. Yeah. Or something. I don't know. But yeah, he could be that too. Yeah. Oh god.
Third option.
Wait, you're right. No, it was the first one. He's just a man in a dog suit.
Could have, I mean, he was tall too. Like when he stood up on two legs, he was like a human.
Yeah.
That explained his sandwich making abilities.
It does.
Right.
And how he doesn't die from eating all the food, all the people food that he eats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Shaggy loves him.
A lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot of underlines in that show that I got to go rewatch now.
Oh, yeah. It's a great series for everybody to watch. And consume for hours on end. There's so many different iterations too. Oh my lord! But yeah, watch What's New Scooby-Doo. That's the best one.
Dude, what about the one with Vincent Price? That one was sweet.
Yeah, that was pretty.
Well, the old Scooby-Doo stuff is sick too.
Oh yeah.
But those stuff with Scrappy-Doo. Puppy power.
Fuck that.
Yeah, no one likes Scrappy. I don't have anything left.
Oh my god.
I'm all juiced out. What? We had a lot of like ideas just now. And
yeah, we had a lot of ideas.
Yeah.
I guess we can't air this episode. You got scared at the beginning.
Yeah, we can't. We can't. We can air that part though, I guess. Because
as a promo for the first episode of I Don't Like That with Corey. Jesus.
Are we actually gonna do that? Is that gonna be a thing?
It should, because people would watch that, I feel like, or listen to it, I should say, or both. Because people like watching other people get scared.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah,
I wonder why that is.
I don't know. Because people are monsters.
That's fair.
Humanity is just a monstrous race that shouldn't exist on this planet because we get off on watching other people in misery and pain. I don't know, Kirk. Why don't you tell me?
Exactly. And we start them off young too, right? Mm-hmm. Like, because if you hurt yourself and like kids see it, they're like,
kids punch you in the balls. Kids punch you in the balls and think it's funny.
We had the discussion last week in the fifth grade class that I'm currently teaching, where it's like, because we had to have the freaking puberty talk, which was just a whole that was special. And then at the end, we're just like, listen, don't punch anyone in the balls, it hurts. You could get hurt, like it could cause serious damage. Just don't punch each other in the balls. And the kids are all just like, okay, don't do it.
Fucking Mortal Kombat style.
I will never forget this. I was in tech class in eighth grade, and this kid, DJ, runs up to me and he's like, quick. And he's already got the fist cocked. He's like, quick, what's the capital of Thailand? And I was like, it's Bangkok, dude. He's like, Bangkok, and just hit me right in the balls.
He still did it.
Oh, yeah. And so I collapsed to the ground. The tech teacher comes running over, who may or may not have been hungover. And he's like, Derek, did you just punch Kirk in the testicles? And he was like, go to the office. And I'm just like laying on the floor, writhing in pain. The tech teacher did. He's just walked away after he yelled at the kid. I'm just on the floor, like, Those were the days.
Yeah, it's messed up. Your life's a movie. It's just like, sure, you can. You're in the fucking balls. Street Fighter style.
I'm pretty sure that's the kid who came up with the nickname Kirkus Jones. It's either him or Nick Soprano. I can't remember. Kirkus so Jones. I got that at least.
That's good at least.
I got a punch to the balls and a nickname that's stuck forever.
Nice. I feel like everyone needs those combination of things to become a true human being at some point. Punch to the nuts and a nickname. This whole episode is unusable.
Hey, come on. Disclaimer, like,
that's fine like, when you we... and I say that to each other about when it's just you and I. Well, we have a guest, you asshole.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
We got we go off on tangents on this one, so
yeah. Oh my god,
you know, listener that's, beware.
That's right, but it's I mean, we're having fun.
No, I'm totally messing with you, bro. I was saying excluding you. It's usually something I do.
You should just cut both of your audio, and then it'll just be me randomly answering things that nobody knows what the hell I'm saying.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's it'll be a good like preview of your part in Ookie Spooky Squad.
Oh yeah.
Answering the pig.
Right.
There exactly. We go. There we go. Mm-hmm.
I love it.
The test run.
You nailed it.
Yes. Well. Before this goes even further off the rails, Pogue, yeah. If people want to find you and interact with you, check out your music, your merch, like all the stuff that you do, where can they do that?
Instagram, Cutthroat Culture NY.
Are you going to say it?
Instagram. Yeah. Pogue's not dead. Spotify. Neon, Spotify and Apple Music and everywhere else. Neon Bones.
Yeah.
Or Holy War.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Real fast, two things.
Yeah.
One, if you would like to, do you want to, we could play, I can tack a song at the end of this episode that you've created, if you would like.
Yeah.
Sure.
Just tell me which one you want me to use. And two, cool. We have, I think I might have sent you the link to it already, but we have a playlist for the network that we try to get every guest to add a couple songs to. So you should 100% add.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
How often do you check that playlist?
Apparently not recently, because I bet you added songs to it, huh?
Literally an hour after the last podcast. So.
God damn it.
Oh, snap.
A while. So thank you. I gotta get my shit together.
Yeah, sorry. I'll definitely take the time to curate a couple songs that are very personal to me and add them to your playlist that you don't even check out. So
woo!
Thanks, Kirk.
God damn it.
I like it when he's under fire, not me. I'm just gonna sit back here.
Asshole. I'm just hey, like a huge bull.
If I get scared, you get roasted. It's even.
God damn it.
Yeah, that's why Coke's a king.
Egg all over my face.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, other than that.
Sweet.
You know. Thank you guys for having me back.
Dude, thanks for coming back, man.
Yeah, you're welcome anytime. Anytime yeah. You want to do a show, you want to do this show, you want to do I Don't Like watch That with Buffy. Corey, you want to watch some Buffy.
100%.
And
I'll just find stories to read to Corey that really upset him.
Perfect. I love it.
It's like I could just leave at any time, but I don't because
I
get interested with each story. I'm like, oh, that's scary. Tell me more.
Oh, that's scary comes to the conclusion, and then the big catchphrase is, I don't like that. Boom.
I don't like that.
End episode. Money, baby.
Do we get a laugh track and an applause?
I don't know. We don't even need a laugh track with us.
No.
It's fine.
We're having a good time.
Oh, God. No, we have. Oh, this has been a great time. Part two. Bam. Part two.
It's in the books. Be ready for future appearances of Mr. Pogue.
Yeah, again, I enjoy it.
Friend of the show, king of the podcast.
Yeah.
Mr. Pogue.
I have a king badge.
If you want to give us shit after, yeah, we should make king stickers.
And queen
you want
stickers.
To give us shit for not carrying our weight on this podcast, please hit us up on Instagram at Schemes Come True Network. And if you want to support us in becoming professionals and maybe, you know, fund some cool projects and all that fun stuff, check us out over on Patreon. That's patreon.com/schemescometrue. As always, big thank you to our patrons, Peter B., Sean J., the lovely Seymour Butts, Barton Creative, who still needs to get me a blurb so we can, you know, do ads for
them. Come on, Barty.
And the Young Gun, or the Young Jung.
I was going to do it right this time. Young Jung. Young God damn it. You fucking Kirk. I was going to do it this time, man. You messed it up for me.
Sorry, I set you up for failure.
Yeah, every time. I'm done. All right, I'm done.
Okay, we'll see you next week.
Turn off the cameras.